Okay. Let's see. Anyway, Rabotai, we are in Siman. We are in Siman. We're in Siman Reshir Aleph Saif Gimel. Heviu lefanav davar shebirchato borei pri haetz. They brought in something that's borei pri haetz. The davar shebirchato shehakol, and something that shehakol. Borei pri haetz kodemet. Borei pri haetz comes first. Shehi hashuva, because borei pri haetz is more hashuv. Sheena poter ela davar echad. It's only poter pri haetz, as opposed to shehakol is poter everything. Vechem borei pri haadama v'shehakol. Or if you have an adama and shakol, bore pri adama kodemet. That's a gemara beferush that shakol, I mean that adama and ha'etz are more hashuv than shakol, and they go first. Ve'im hiviu lefanav pri ha'etz or pri ha'adama. But if they brought him etz and adama, hezem mehem shi'etzi yakdim. Why? Because they're both berachot mefuratot. They're both specific. V'yesh omrim, and some say, Shebore pri ha'etz kodem, because it's more specific. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Hore pri ha'etz kodemet, va'afilu amin ha'sheni habib alav. Says the ma'alav being specific is even more important than habib, and that's also in the Gemara. Shehi hashuva pirush de berkat bore pri ha'etz mevorer tafe. It's more clear. Al-Ezim Mevarech. V'hashuvah hi mibirkat shehakol. And it's more hashuv than shehakol. She'en arak biracha kolel l'cholamim. That's a general biracha for all things. So we're switching now from the hashivut of the item to the hashivut of the biracha. V'chem bore pri ha'adama. Hashuvah nami meshehakol. Adama is also more hashuv than shehakol. De mevarer v'habiracha. He's specifying rak mine pri ha'adama. Ma she'en ken she'akol de kolelot akol, it includes everything. Ve'al ken keshemivim lefanav yain sharaf, yain sharaf im merkacha. They bring him some whiskey with a little bit of a little jelly or something, right? So assuming that the jelly is adama, yivarech al merkacha techila, make the beracha on the merkacha first. Even though he's really looking for the whiskey, right? But that's a shakol. And merkachet is adama ho'aetz. So make the beracha, the more specific beracha first, like we said, because the specific beracha goes ahead of chaviv. Heze mehem shirtze. Ve'en talui klal beha chaviv. So now when we're saying, if you have ha'aetz and ha'adama, you do whatever you want. Now, according to Maran, it was in Saif Aleph, we had two opinions. When you have two berachot, we know that you don't have to worry about min shiva, but do you have to worry about Habib? The Stam of Maran said no. And the Yesh Omrim said that you do have to worry about Habib. Right? So now he gives you those two, same two opinions. Ve'en talui klal b'habib l'ta'arishona sh'b'saif Aleph. When you, according to the Stam in Saif Aleph, so when you have two berachot, you don't go by Habib, so two over here. Teha in berchotem shavot. Uliyesh omrim sam and yesh omrim in saif aleph. That it's both. Yeah, so how could you say you do whatever you want? Hare, you have a chaviv over here. Thank you, Albert. Mighty hacha, we're talking here. Sheshnehem chavivim alav v'shave. They're both the same.
No,
yesh omrim. And some say, shebirka pore priyaetz kodemet. That's the opinion. That's the opinion of the Bahag. V'eskimu ha'acharonim. The acharonim agreed. T'nachon l'nhol k'yesh omrim azeh. It's proper to follow the yesh omrim. Im shenehem shavim b'habibut. If they're both equal habibut. Achen. Im peri ha'adama habib alav yoter. Mevarech ala habib kanal b'saif aleph. Make the berachan the habib like in saif aleph. L'chaura. What do you lose? Right? And according to Maran, you can choose what you want. Okay? So I'm not going to do anything. And I do what I want. I'm not being mekayim any special mitzvah. And some say you can do the Habib. So what do you lose by going with the Habib? You don't lose anything. Right? What?
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 Comes first?
No. Stama Marashvi comes first when they have the same beracha, not when they don't have the same beracha. Now, over here, right, the L'chaura, if you go with the Stam of Maran, Mevarech al Habib, sorry, I'm confused. If they're both equal Habib, so now, if they're both equal Habib, according to Maran, you do what you want, according to the Stam. According to the Yesh Omrim, say, if you have to go with Habib. You have a Bahag that says you should go with Ha'etz. Now Ha'etz might be against Habib. Let's say the Adama is Habib. So which is a stronger shita to follow? The Yesh Omrim of Saif Aleph, or the Bahag that says that Bore Pri Ha'etz comes before Bore Pri Adama. He's saying the Yesh Omrim of Saif Aleph is more important. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah feels like the Yesh Omrim is the Rav Rishonim. And over here, the Bahag is not as many Rishonim. Achen and Pri Adama, Habib Alav Yotem, Mevarech Al Habib, Kanal, Besaif Aleph. Techen and Pri Adama, Humin Shiva. Now this is more difficult. Techen and Pri Adama, Humin Shiva, Kegon Kelayot Shel Chitim. It's roasted wheat, the Tapuach, and an apple, which is Ayez. Oyechav Mishiva Taminim. Yeshlo Levarech Techila Lachita, Shehumin Shiva, Vekodeme Papasuk. Now that's not so clear, because Maran holds that min shiva when it's not berachot em shavuot doesn't, you don't have to. So, but if you look in yesterday, I don't know if I explained it right. If you look in Maran said clearly, he said, if it's two berachot. איזה מהם שיצא ואפילו אינו חביב. ויש אומרים שגם בזה צריך להקדים החביב. בחאורה, חביב goes first, right? It's not the pshat. So what do you, so how you understand סעיף א' יש אומרים? Do you understand that when it's not ברכותיהם שוות, I understand, the easy way to understand is that when it's not ברכותיהם שוות, the ma'alav means shiva doesn't apply. But the ma'alav habib still applies. Because the ma'alav means shiva is only when one is being put to the other. Whereas the ma'alav habib is intrinsic in the beracha. Well, it's better to make a beracha and a habib. If you understand like that, then there's no ma'alav means shiva. But if you look in Saif Katan, Tet, the Mishnah Berurah says, Achen, im shnei aminim habibim, it's in the third line from the top. אכן, אם שני המינים חביבים עליו בשווה, אז מברך על מין שבעה תחילה. So he's saying, even when הם ברכותיהם שוות, right? So now what do I do? Choose the חביב. And if they're all both the same, how are they? Same. Okay, choose מין שבעה. Even though הם ברכותיהם שוות. He's saying that what happens is when the ברכה is the same, so it's a strange סברה. מין שבעה is more important than חביב. And when the ברכות are not the same, then Chaviv is more important than Min Shiva. And if it's both the same Chaviv, then we go to Min Shiva. It sounds like a chidush to say such a thing. He says, that's the Magen Avraham. Look in Vav downstairs. Magen Avraham, Besof HaSiman, V'derech HaChayim. And then he says, V'ayim Ashkatavdu B'mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chavzayim B'shem Agra, that says that when it's not Berkotem Shavot, there is no. Here, look in Chavzayim. He says, "Achem bebiur agra, mashma delfim mashem bvar leel b'sif alaf tehechem dem berchotem shavot. Lo azlin aklal batar min shiva. Lo azlin aklal min shiva falls away. That's why I understood. There is no min shiva. So over here, no. Once it's not berchotem shavot, there is no min shiva. You know there is this chaviv. But if shem chaviviv, do what you want. Min shiva doesn't exist. That's what's mashma from Maran." Anyway, but over here, the Mishnah Berurah is not going like the Gemara, he's going like the Magen Avraham, right?
One second.
So according to the Gemara, this doesn't apply. This is only going according to the Magen Avraham that he quotes in Saif Tet, in whatever.
You don't have
So that's a chidush. Whatever. Kol HaKodmim. Next.
I didn't finish yet.
Yesh lo v'chita shi min shiva v'kodem e'ba pasuk. Why? Because we're going to say that whenever, even when Ember Chotem Shavot, we just switch. It's Chaviv first, and then Min Shiva. So if they're both the same Chaviv, go with Min Shiva. So according to him, it's when it's Ember Chotem Shavot, the Ma'alot are Chaviv, Min Shiva, and then if they're both the same Chaviv, go with Ha'if and Adama. That's why Mishnah was. Same berachot, then you go with Min Shiva.
Over
Chaviv. And no Min Shiva, you go. It's strange. Hard to understand what the Sevara would be. That's a whole other question. Is a Chita Keluya called Min Shiva? That's a whole other story. We're going to have that. Dali. Kola Kodem Bepasuk. Eretz Chita Seora, whatever comes first in the Pasuk, Kodem Lebracha. The Eretz Batra, the last Eretz, it's Shikanyan, it interrupts it. And therefore, Kola Samuch Lo, Hashuv Nasamuch Mimenul Eretz Kama. Whatever is closer to the second Eretz is more Hashuv than what's later to the first Eretz. Look in the Mishnah Brura. Look in Chaf Aleph. The Eretz Batra, Teken Usedera Mikra. Eretz Chita Usora, VeGefen Uteena VeRimon, Eretz Shemen Udvash, right? Ume Eretz SheBeEmtza HaVaHatchalat HaSeder. The second Eretz starts a new one. VeKol HaSamuch Lo, whatever is closer to the second Eretz, Hashuv is more Hashuv MeAmeruchah SheBeEretz Kama. So Chita and Seora is one and two, and Zet Shemen Udvash is one and two, right? So those are one and two. But VeKol, then Maran says.
Back
upstairs. Right?
This is more than Rimon.
For sure. Sheze sheni le'eretz batra. Again, so therefore Maran says, Hilkach temarim, dates, which is devash, kodmim la'anavim, comes before grapes. Sheze sheni le'eretz batra. Dates is second to the second eretz. And this is third to the first one. Hagaha. Okay, let's see. Mishnah Berurah. Kol HaKodem. The Mikra Zeh Choshev HaMinim Shenishtabeha Bahem Eretz Yisrael. This Pasuk counts the Minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. The Kol HaMukdam BaPasuk, whatever comes first in the Pasuk, Hu Yoter Chashuv MeHameuchar. It's more Chashuv than what comes after. Lefikach, therefore, Hu Kodem LeBeracha, comes before the Beracha. V'chita v'se'ora dekra, we and Bali of the Pasuk, dekodmim l'sha'are minim, they come before the other minim, hudavka sha'asa mehem tafshil, it's only if he cooked it, lahar beposkim, kedil kameh, like we'll see later, v'sa'if hey, kodem l'beracha, hav she'amin ha'sheni hu chaviv yoter, even though you like the second one more, that's when it's the same beracha, v'katwa ha'charonim, the Acharonim wrote, "Techashivu min shiva lachdim rishon l'sheni, hura keshenigmar peri." It's only if the pri is finished. Aval lo nigmar, it's not yet ripe. Kegon zayit, kodem shegadel anetz. Olives before it grew a little flower. Av shehu rishon le'eretz batra, even if it's the first to the second eretz. Hashuv yotera meuchar mimenu. Whatever comes last. Temashin eshtab, how do you know? Mashin eshtabecha bahem eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was only praised Big Mar Pri when it's right. Techen kol ki ay gavna. That's right. Temarim kod min chafe. The temarim come first before the grapes. The devash the bekra. Hu temarim shiyotze mem dvash. It means dates that, what's it called? That you get honey from. You get silan. Hagaha. Vedavka shochel anavim kemot shehen. Only if you're eating the grapes the way they are, does the dates come first? Aval amasa mehem yain. If you made wine, shekovea beracha la'atmo, that has its own beracha. Bore pri agefen chashuva. Bore pri agefen is chashuv. Vi kodemet levarech alef techila. And that comes first. Mishnah Brura. Techila. Hainu afilu lezetim. Shehem rishonim. Le'eretz bat. Hi chashuva. Now, sorry, l'chaura, I'm not sure. Is that only according to the Bahag? or even according to the Stam of Maran. Yeah. He says, on the side, he says, V'chem pasku ben ishchai v'akaf ha'chayim. And even though Chamovadia in Kol Sinai wrote that Maran doesn't agree, and he says that the Minhag is also not like that. But Rav Mazu says, according to the Beit Yosef, we don't disagree with Rabbeinu Peretz. Chazon Ovadia chizek devarav. Sof sof Maran ishmit halacha zeh mishulchanu atahor. Sounds like he doesn't hold like that. Okay, it's not clear. Maybe Maran doesn't hold that you go with the Gefen first.
Gefen never perceived Mizunot?
No, Gefen doesn't perceive Mizunot, and we know. Aval, ma'ase kedera mechameshet mine dagan, ma'ase kedera from the five grains, hi chashuva yoter mebirkat hayayin. That's even more important. And that comes first. Says the Mishnah Berurah, hi chashuva, shegam birkat biroi mine mezonot, hi beracha mevoreret, kemo birkat hayayin. So now you have two berachot mevurarot, and this one comes first. V'nakata rama mechameshet mine dagan. The Rama says the five grains, lashmienu to teach us. Ta'af kusmin, even spelt, the shibolet shu'al, and oats, the shifon and rye. Mazon ana'asa mehem gam kodmin liyayim. They also come before wine. Tegam hem bechlal chitim v'seorim. They're included in chitim and seorim because they're related minim. Hagaha, kol ha'ne'emar samuch le'eretz kama, anything that comes before the second eretz, kodem lema she'ne'emar samuch le'eretz patra, comes before what's before the second eretz. Le'achar she'shavelu b'smicha la'aretz. So according to the Ramah, the chidush is that zetim comes before seorim. That's what's mashma, right? Mishnabra la'achar she'shavel. Milashon ze mashma, dechitim v'seorim, kodmim hu rak me'ashavel lahim. It only comes before what's equal. Kemo chitim come before zetim. Seorim come before devash. Aval seorim, haynu mazon ana'asa mehem, kemo shemefaresh b'seifei. Before zetim lo, aval elavush katab, elavush said, teberka bore mine mezonot hi kodem elakob. Mezonot comes first, v'chen eskimu arbe acharonim, v'chen pasak bekaf ha'chayim. So lema'aseh, they're not going with the Ramah. The Ramah says that seorim comes, zetim comes before seorim. But they're going to go by the beracha ha'mevoreret tafei, that mezonot comes before ha'etz. And that's what they're going to go with. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.